Hello and welcome to the Fastest Left podcast, helping you to stay up to date with the fast-moving world of Formula One. Today we talk about crit goals and kits, Lewis Hamilton's future, and the new race start times. My name is Jan, and as ever, I'm with Fergal. Hello everyone to episode 75 of the Fastest Lap podcast. And I don't know how, but the removal of the crit goals made the headlines on many websites last week. And I mean, I read many funny explanations why it is a bad decision and why it's the end of Formula One as we know it. But why do you think so many fans were not amused by that move?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a weird reaction to it all. There was a huge uproar over it. A lot of people seemed offended by it. I think more people were offended, or, well, they caused an uproar because of grid girls were taken away. Just, you know, the fact that this, I guess, minority voice sort of won. And you know, again.
Yeah, but was it a minority voice? That's the question. Because I saw some polls on Twitter where basically the lovers of crit girls won the poll there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get. I've said this before. I'm not gonna get too political because a lot of people would probably disagree with my politics. But I think it sort of just seemed like people were more so angry that you know, females in the sport were only being viewed as grid girls, and that there isn't another section in motorsport that contains females, which of course is untrue, because there's you know, female team principals and engineers and everything like that, you know. So but I think to the casual viewer, those positions are sort of very minor, because to the casual viewer, what they're interested in is the drivers, and they see, you know, 20 male drivers. And I guess, you know, it sort of was a push from Liberty Media in a way to get rid of the image that grid girls are needed in the sport, to make it glamorous. And then I've heard other arguments say that Formula One is a glamorous sport. And, you know, the World Endurance Championship, for example, got rid of grid girls a couple of years ago. Formula E, I don't think has ever had them. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a huge issue. It's not going to impact the sport whatsoever in terms of racing or excitement. Yeah.
Some people think differently.
Well, I think, yeah, that's a bit strange, and you'd want to question, you know, what are they watching Formula One for? Is it the racing, or is it just to stare at these women on the screen for the whole 10 to 15 seconds they're on in an entire broadcast, you know?
So you are in favor of getting rid of grid girls? Did I understand that correctly?
I mean, I at the end of the day, I don't really care either way. You know, these girls, it's their job. They're models, but they're not. You know, they're not going to be living on the streets now because they have no spot on the grid in Formula One. But
I mean, I read that from some people on Twitter, like, oh, now they're out of a job and whatsoever.
Yeah, so, you know, they'll be fine. But it was interesting, actually, the grid girls themselves, you know, seemed disgusted that the F1 had actually gotten rid of, because most of them seemed to enjoy it, you know, doing the work. So, you know, there's arguments for and against it. At the end of the day, do I care that much? I'm gonna say no. I'm more interested in what happens on the track, you know, with racing and all that.
I agree. I mean, on the grid, I always look for the details on the cars and the winglets and whatever you can maybe see when you're closer to the cars. I never paid attention to those grid girls, to be honest. And if you're only watching the sport for that, as you said, maybe you're at the wrong place. But one thing I just thought about, Hopefully the F1 game also gets rid of the crit goals because they look so horrible in game, right?
Honestly, I've never taken notice.
I mean, they got some cutscenes in, and they look like, I don't know, really, really bad.
Yeah.
In the game.
I'm not sure, actually. I've never really noticed that, but yeah, next time I switch it on, I'll definitely take a look at that.
So we are getting rid of crit goals, and when was the announcement? I think it was a few days ago, I'm not sure, but today, it's Monday now, they announced that instead of crit goals, we will have crit kids. And I think even we discussed it briefly in one of our previous episodes, and now kids, children will have the opportunity to be closer to their heroes on the crit, and I think that's a fantastic way to replace crit goals, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do agree there.
Where were you? Far away from the microphone.
I'm back now. Yeah, I think it is a pretty good idea. You know, these kids will be part of motorsport clubs, and they'll be already competing in karting and, you know, very, very low junior formula. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely very positive for them to get the opportunity to stand on a Formula One grid beside their heroes and who they eventually want to emulate, who they want to become. I don't really see any negative with this decision.
Yep.
You know, it's fantastic for everyone involved, except maybe the grid girls that, you know, lost the money in the back pocket from that one job. But you know, they'll find jobs elsewhere. And yeah, these kids, I think, it'll be, well, I mean, if the opportunity came to me to stand in front of Sebastian Vettel or Lewis Hamilton or whoever is car on the Formula One grid, I'd take it in an instant, you know.
And you'd remember it for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly. It'd be a once in a lifetime opportunity sort of thing. And yeah, for these kids, you know, they'd be already around in motorsport, and yeah, I'd probably end up getting a little jealous of their opportunities. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great choice, and I don't imagine they'd be, well, I can only assume that they aren't getting paid for it, so perhaps this is one of Liberty Media's cost reducing measures.
Good thinking there. Well, yeah, Liberty Media, I think they revealed that they made a loss of a few million pounds, euros last year, so maybe that'll save them a few quid, who knows. But yeah, definitely, I think it's a great choice. They adopted the approach, I think they copied it from football, as for many years and centuries there. Kids walk in with the football stars into the stadium, so yeah, I think for all, apart from the crit goals, for all, I think it's a really good solution. And yeah, when we are a few races in, those voiced the loudest complaints against the removal of the crit goals, even they, I think they won't care. And as I said before, I don't really care whether they are crit goals or not. So yeah, maybe at least one change to the better from Liberty Media, as we had some changes we were questioning, and we might be questioning in the future as well. Talking of future, let's talk about Lewis Hamilton's future. And you said Toto Wolff made some interesting comments about Lewis Hamilton's future and contractual situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, Hamilton, of course, is out of contract with Mercedes at the end of 2018. And, I mean, I think it's widely expected that he will sign on with Mercedes again. Yeah, that's what Toto Wolff is thinking, that it's only really a matter of time before Hamilton does actually put pen to paper and extends his contract. And I think it'll be quite interesting to see just how long he signs on for. You know, we had in 2017, we had some big names like Max Verstappen and Sebastian Vettel. You know, they both extended their contracts at Red Bull and Ferrari. And I don't expect Hamilton to retire at the end of 2018, but I don't know, it's something personal.
But there's always the possibility.
There's
right?
always the possibility, yeah. But again, like, I just have, it's just a personal sort of feeling that Hamilton's retirement isn't that far away. I mean, on one hand, he is 33 years old, which for a Formula One driver would be considered, you know, retirement old, but perhaps getting close to retirement.
Tell that Kimmy.
Yeah, you know, Kimmy will be 39 before the end of the season. So, yeah, I think, and Hamilton, he's, the past few years, has expressed his interest in the outside world of motorsport, and he travels the world a lot, so I think.
Wasn't it this year when he will announce the big thing and you all be impressed and whatever? Wasn't it this year that he wanted to announce something?
Maybe, I'm not too sure. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's. I just think the way his character is, I think his retirement is coming soon. And I think the next deal that he signs could potentially be his final deal in Formula One. But I don't think he'll do something what Rosberg did and, you know, retire when the season's over. I think he'll announce it early on. But yeah, I think negotiations must be somewhat underway. So for Wolf to be saying these comments. So yeah, I expect him to be signing on fairly soon.
And it will probably not be a cheap contract for Mercedes there, as well, Hamilton is earning a lot of money already, and with another championship in the pocket, I think, it's a very expensive option, but well worth it. I mean, I think we both agree that Hamilton is one of the best drivers on the grid. You don't have to like his personality, his style, but you have to say that he's one of the greatest drivers. We talked about it over and over again. So, and what was the last topic we wanted to talk about? Yes, it was something we also touched on last week. We talked about the TV broadcaster changes, and we also talked about the possibility. That Liberty Media might change the F1 start times to like 1 hour later and 10 minutes past the hour, and basically this came true at least for some races, right?
Yeah, I mean, all the European sessions, I think what everyone was sort of focused on was the fact that the start times for the races would be changed, and then, you know, it was actually the start times for all the sessions. So, you know, free practice one will start an hour later, and every session will start an hour later, and of course the race starts will be 10 minutes past the hour, which is pretty interesting. I'm sort of a fan of it.
I'm not.
Well, I think
not at all.
One way you need to look at it is it offers a, you know, an extra build up hour of build up in tension and excitement for the race. The only
really,
well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, you have, you know, an extra hour to look forward
if,
to.
If everything is moved an hour, then there's no extra tension, or do you feel, I don't know, races in the US, they are later in the evening, so do you feel more excitement for those races that are in the evening? Or
well,
why, I mean, do you think?
I mean, I guess you just have, speaking purely right now as a fan, you know, you just have more time throughout the day to look forward to the race and read up about everything. I don't think it's a negative change. I'll say that for me personally, it's not a negative change to the schedule at all. You know, it will, yeah, I think it will allow a build-up of excitement because the race is a little bit later. It depends what time you wake up at, you know, in the day. So yeah, but for me, you know, on race weekends, I'm up pretty early. So one sort of concern though that I do have is that if there was a red flag throughout a race and yeah. there was a strong delay, you know, sunset would be approaching, and I think we actually saw that in 2016 when Alonso and Gutierrez had that big crash, and there was a red flag for, well, it wasn't even that long. I think it was only maybe, well, I think it was like half an hour. But at the end of the race, you could see in the post-race interviews, I mean, you could see how low the sun was, and, you know, sunset was definitely near. And I think that's one issue that could impact a race heavily.
Absolutely.
If that situation comes, so.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The question is, well, most European races, well, it doesn't get dark that early. Although, if you start at, well, for me here, it's now 3 p.m., probably 2 a.m. for you then. And yeah, if you add 2 hours to that, you're getting at least... Well, in the summer month, it might be not that bad, but yeah, of course, there's always the possibility. Is Australia also moved up forward the time?
I'm not sure, actually. I think it's just the European races.
Okay. So we still have to get up pretty early on Friday.
Yeah, that's only 3 times a year, you know, just Australia, China, and Japan, because Malaysia is no longer there.
And well worth it.
Yeah, of course, well worth it. I mean, I'm always a fan of getting up to watch Formula One, no matter what time it is.
Especially that session where they couldn't start the helicopter because of the fog and nobody drove out of the garage. This set was the best session ever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But there was something I was going to say there. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's coming in again. I think Liberty are making a lot of minor changes before the start of the season. I mean, that's quite apparent with the removal of the grid girls and the start times and everything like that. And then, yeah, the decision to have it 10 minutes past the hour, again, yeah, it's a bit weird. I guess it's an American thing. But, you know, as long as the actual race starts, there's actually been some talks about a different grid, which I think would be terrible. You know, 2 cars in the front row and then 3 cars on the second row and then 2 cars. You know, and there's also the talk of, well, in plenty of motorsport series, you know, the first and second positions are... you know, on the same line, there's no difference, you know, for the person that starts on pole position isn't ahead.
Rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know the Australian Supercar Series, the person who qualifies first and who qualifies second, they start alongside each other. But obviously one of them has the cleaner line. But, you know, I think those sort of changes would be the ones that draw in huge, negativity. But the ones now, like the start times and the grid girls, well, there may be some sort of negativity, it'll all just blow over fairly quickly, I reckon.
All right, so a lot of changes in Formula One, minor changes. Well, not with us. We will be back with you next week, of course. So until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.